Blog Talk Radio.
Going down this week.
There it is.
So she's out there definitely getting it in, and she's like she said before, it's very historic, and if you guys are in the Virginia area, make sure you guys definitely check it out. And it's gonna be great. We got a lot of things coming up this week, with the D Hour show tomorrow. On Nod Your Head Wednesday, they're gonna be talking to the legendary rap group 2Live Crew, and they're gonna be in the building tomorrow, so make sure you guys check that out. And this Thursday, we're gonna be getting it in with Chicago hip hop star Native Twister. Is gonna be in the building with us on Thursday, as well as singer and contestant of the hit TV show The Voice, Miss Ashley De La Rosa, is gonna be joining us. So definitely make sure you guys tune in with us and getting in with us as well. But for right now, we're gonna go ahead and play a couple of hits for you guys, get some music out there for you guys right now. We're gonna start it off with Bobby's first number one single hit, Girlfriend, off the King of the Stage album. So we're gonna get in with you guys after that. We got some I'll Be Sure for you guys. So just sit back and relax. Enjoy the D Hour show. It's your boy B Slade. It's Amber, Miss Fabulous. Time to get
Yes,
it in.
no humping around. No humping around.
I know, that's right. Don't be cruel. Don't be cruel, you know.
Bye. What's up with that? You got me on hold. What do you think, you dope on a rope? Nope. You know what, I'm supposed to sweat you? I'm supposed to just run all over me? Zero on the strength. Hey, yo, Scott, it ain't hard to tell, right?
Grab a girl and no. Get out your feet and rock to the rhythm of this funky beat. My name is Alfie Chauvin. Rock to the rhythm, 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 rhythm of the funky beat.
Smoking, no. have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D. Slate, getting it in for the fit-ins. I got my girls, Amber and Miss Fabulous, in the building. You just got through listening to some of your favorite hits. That last hit was my man, Dave Tolliver, from the group Men at Large with his hit single, Home. Before that was my man, Al B. Sure, with Off On Your Own. And the first joint we all know was by the incomparable Mr. Bobby Brown with his very first hit single, Girlfriend. I got my ladies in the building. Ladies, what's good?
Hey.
Well, first of all, I want to say, I want to say definitely congratulations to the Oklahoma City Thunder for winning their game last night, and they won in San Antonio, so it looks like that may be the edge for Oklahoma City Thunder, because the next game is going to be in OKC, and the Spurs lost, those games in OKC, so it's not really looking too good for the Spurs right now, because if they don't win, if they can't win one in OKC, then it's going to be a wrap for them.
Wow. What about those Celtics?
Well, I mean, we're gonna find out. I mean, the series is tied 2-2. Boston came back and tied it 2-2, so it's a series now. So I mean,
yeah.
and I say the same thing for that series. Whichever team can win in the other team's hometown, then that's going to be the edge.
Absolutely. Under pressure. That's right.
That's definitely going to be the edge. I saw a report earlier about these fishermen that found a giant squid floating in the water. Yeah, they found a giant squid floating in the water, and I guess they were saying that they had never seen anything like that. A lot of times, you rarely find a giant squid like that. So, they felt. I mean, of course, it was dead, but it was bright. And also, it was bright orange. And you never really find it like that as well. So it was a little unusual. I'm pretty sure there's a couple of marine biologists that are probably having a field day with that whole situation.
Oh, I'm scared. They know what it is. That's
mm-hmm.
an extraterrestrial thing.
You know. That's an Independence Day squid, huh?
Oh yeah, I'm telling you. God made many creatures, and the thing is that we as humans, we don't know what all is out there. We don't know what all is out there, and I mean, I always say He made all these planets. What makes people think that Earth is the only planet that has living life? You know,
right.
There's things that we can't even see with the human eye. You know, so it's just. Hey, they're going to pull out a lot of things out the oceans and stuff, you know, baffle us.
But you know what?
We're not God.
But you know, another thing about that, too, is that, you know, the planet is made of 70% water. So, you know, when you think about that, and then with that, with all the oceans and the seas and the water that we have on the planet, we've only explored about 8 or 9% of that water. It's a whole lot we haven't even explored. So there's no telling There's no telling what's truly living in our oceans and our seas. So, you know, we don't have the technology to really go that deep, you know.
And not only
the oceans and the seas, you know.
Not even our oceans, the jungles, you know, the Congo,
yes,
and different
absolutely.
Jungles that haven't been fully explored. You know, there's these animals that we would just freak out if we seen them, because it's just, we're so used to the norm, you know, the regular apes, the regular monkeys, the lions, the tigers, the bears. But there's animals out there that we have yet to see. And when we do see them, Lord knows, I'm running.
Animals,
and they're
going to
run from us.
Well, how to say that we're not interrupting their habitat? It's called a diaspora. You know what I mean? So, like, when you see grizzly bears and all types of wildlife in neighborhoods, they're like, oh, my God, there's a bear, and they tranquilize, and he fall out like James Brown move. But, you know, it's like you're disturbing his habitat. So
you're right.
We need to be disturbing their habitat. And, again, Star Trek, what is the other one? The Jetsons. All these ET, extraterrestrial, you know, these ideas didn't just come because someone had something to do or just thought of out of a dream.
Right.
People know something. People know something. And that's all
yeah.
I'm saying. I'm just saying.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
I think
I think you guys are right. I think that, you know, that's almost like when you hear that's almost like when you hear the phrase when people say, when they go in the ocean and they say they were attacked by a shark. Oh, it was a shark attack. We were attacked by a shark. First of all, sharks live in the ocean. That's where they live. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Where they live. That's their home. So if you're in their home and you get attacked, how is that an attack? That's like a burglar breaking into my house, and then that's like a burglar breaking into my house. I beat him down. He go to the hospital and tell the police and the doctors and the police, "Oh, I was attacked, and he broke in my house."
Right.
True enough. How you know they don't have the water police? How you know they don't have capability to social network and they check somebody and say, "Hey, we're being invaded in our home." I mean, you got to think about it. They probably have a mental capacity, not necessarily in depth as ours as humans, but who's to say? I just think it's fabulous.
It's not like we can communicate with the sharks. It's not like we can, you know, surfers can be like, you know, talking to the sharks saying, look, check it out. We're going to be surfing around this area in a couple of hours. Y'all don't mind if we surf in your backyard for a little bit, do you? So it's not like we can really talk to them and say, hey, y'all don't mind if we surf around in your crib for a little bit, do you?
Right. Go ahead. No problem. Hey, some fresh towels when you finish. Okay. Really? Truly?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Let me get a leg before you know. You want a leg.
Exactly. Right.
Exactly. Let me get a little taste in that ass before you go out there and get your surf on, you know.
You
I'm a little hungry.
I
had no breakfast,
yeah.
No nothing, you know, so.
One is missing, just use the other one. Right. Exactly.
Exactly. It's the D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slade. It's Amber and Miss Fabulous in the building. We're getting it no doubt. We got some more hits for you guys. We're going to bump a couple of hits for you guys real quick. And when we get back, it's on and popping. We're going to start this one off with my man Nori with his hit joint, Nothing. Let's get it, D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, oh, oh. Trying to do wanna do? What you trying to do? What you wanna do? What you trying to do?
I've been Mac Millimeter rhymes, the leader in line. But Peter got still mine, still lying. And they whack bars, only time they seen jail when they watching ours. I'm in the club, she drunk like da 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 da. And mommy took a f*** like da 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 da. Adios, your soul, everybody you go. They call me Gordo, sip champagne and San Porto. Playing Cappy Goo. I treat life like a fast car, lower my speed. I try to deal and sell more records than greed. Been a hustler,
what?
Way before Melvin Flynn. A criminal, don't need no friends. These dudes gave me a proof, it ain't seen me since. Caught up with them, had them dudes straight hop in the fence. They go,
boy, I came to party. Your girl was looking at me. She's a haggler, no, I'm not tagging her. But you don't want them boys to come over and start asking you.
What you wanna do? What you trying to do? What you wanna do? What you trying to do?
How many times, how many times, how many times did I take you back and you broke my heart?
tell me what to do. Cause what are you doing? I'm doing for you.
Don't get me wrong, I'm really not stupid. Eagle trips is not my thing. All these strange relationships really get me down. I see nothing wrong.
Real hip-hop. Are you a lover of hip-hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip-hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is nodyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, you get exactly what you want. Pure hip-hop, real hip-hop, untainted hip-hop, and all of the above. Come to nodyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip-hop news, videos, and hip-hop music. And see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to nodyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip-hop's memory lane. That's nodyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip-hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slade. Got my girl Amber and Miss Fab in the building. You know how we do, playing all the hits. You just got to listen to my man Bobby Brown's hit single, My Prerogative. Before that was my girl K Michelle with her hit, How Many Times. And then you heard my man Nori with Nothing. Right here on the D Hour Show, getting in here. Got my girls, Miss Fabulous and Amber in the building. Miss Fabulous, can you please let everybody know about your up and coming film festival?
Well, actually, I'm filming live now from the Historical Attics Theater in Norfolk, Virginia.
And I said, filming, right? So you know what I have on my mind, film festival, of course. Uh-huh. And it's going to be taking place June the 7th through the 9th. And actually, I'm here with two of the administrators. So this is great. If you've seen 40 Acres and a Mule, you're familiarized with Spike Lee's. Well, this is Spike Lee's former right-hand person, Mr. Monty Ross, who is one of the executive directors, producers for the film festival. Actually, do you all want to hear from Mr. Monty Ross?
Absolutely. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, have you been familiar with the movies Clockers and Crooklyn and She's Gotta Have It? If you look on the back of your VHSs or your DVDs, you will see director extraordinaire Monty Ross in the building on the, on the work. So he's in the building right now. If he wants to say a couple of things about the film festival, that's okay, listeners and the Hour family.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Let's ask him about it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, as I stated before, he's a director extraordinaire, worked with extensively with 40 Acres and a Mule, Spike Lee, as well as on the Martin Lawrence Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you director, producer, writer, actor, Monty Ross.
Hey.
Hey,
Monty.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey, Monty, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How's it going today?
We're good.
Well.
Thank you so much for being on the show with us. Tell us a little bit about the film festival and what's going on with that.
Well, the film festival is going on. It's our fifth annual. We did have a couple of little setbacks, but you know what? The Virginia Film Office came through right at the last minute. Poetic came through with her support. I have another writer by the name of Kwai Santana. He is just out of L.A. at the Pitch Fest. He came through and pulled together many of the panelists who are going to be here. And believe you me, our festival kicks off this Thursday night at the Plume, at the Palace. I'm sorry, and that's on Plume Street, 200 East Plume Street here in Norfolk. And it's going to be an opening night celebration, an opening night party, and we really want to play up Hampton Roads. There are a lot of emerging filmmakers who are doing a wonderful job here, and I want to share some spotlight on them, and so that's how we're going to start our festival off. Matter of fact, the whole festival is really dedicated to Hampton Roads filmmaking. Woo!
Oh, okay, absolutely. Amber, you got any questions for Monty?
Basically, who are some of the people that you're looking to see at this film festival?
Well, the people that we're looking to see, if you really enjoy independent movies, I mean, our thing is a lot of the times when you're an emerging filmmaker, you need a place to show your movie, and the Attic Theater, historic Attic Theater, is renovated, it's new. So therefore, what we're looking for is folks to come out and enjoy themselves here at the Attic Theater. Now, we have early bird screenings on Friday. That means if you are not, don't have anything to do, you want to hang out, you want to watch some good movies, they say, come on. We don't have popcorn, but we do have some refreshments for you. One of the other films that's going to be screening is a film that is being presented by Tim Reed, which is The Story of Lovers Rock. Yeah, and I just finished hanging out with Mr. Reed. We were over at the Norfolk State University, and he has just put a new program in there called the Tim Reed Legacy Media Institute, and what that means is that students will get the benefit of learning how to be a professional filmmaker and what it takes to make that happen. So we are really excited about that program. And one of the other things that we have are legacy screening. Now, the legacy screening, we do that because we pay homage to those that have paved the way, and this year we're going to pay homage to Harry Belafonte in the movie called Sing Your Song, and believe me, this is, like, fantastic. I previewed the film. It's excellent. If you want to get a breakdown on the civil rights movement and his involvement in that, and as well as one of the early pioneers in entertainment who opened the doors for the Spike Lees, you know, for the Ernest Dickinsons, for the John Singletons. You know, these were some of the early trailblazers, and Harry Belafonte was one of those.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's legend.
Now Monty,
so
do you...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, Monty, do you have any personal projects and thing that you're working on that's coming up soon?
Yeah, I do have some personal projects. One is called Black Love. We've been filming that now for the past month. Matter of fact, I spend my Sundays. Usually I'm here at the Addicts. A lot of my friends are like, Dag Money, are you going to give the Addicts a break? I said, no, you know, I love the Addicts and I love working here because I get a chance to work with young people and give back. But every Sunday I make it a bet to go out and film, and we've been filming that film now, so we have that going. I also am working on a project with my father-in-law, and I found out my father-in-law was one of the first people to actually work with computers and design a what is presently what we do as far as a synthesizer or as electronic music or even GarageBand. He was one of the first people who actually worked on a project with the Franklin Institute way back in the 50s on a computerizing music. And so that's a, I found out about that one day with him, and I'm like, wow, so this is a documentary. We've been working on that documentary now for a couple of years. I'm just amazed at all the people that he knows and been in contact with and some of the work that he's done. So he's like an unsung hero to a lot of folks in the jazz world. And other than that, you know, my full concentration has been, on making this the Mid-Atlantic Black Film Festival very, very successful. Ms. Gail Easley, our executive director, has, you know, just got on the phone and made as many calls as she can to the powers that be, the sponsors, to help us get the underwriting for the festival. It's the fifth year. And Poetic has certainly stepped up. I mean, Poetic came in. She's going to have a great panel, and she's going to be the closing night panel. Hers is She's on the Move, Keys to Advance, Women's Empowerment in the Entertainment Industry, and that's going to be a dynamite panel, and we're looking forward to that as well.
Well, that sounds great. I'm glad you guys are doing such great work for the Black Film Festival that's going on there, and you know, I've been hearing a lot about it, so we definitely can't wait to see how that's going to go down, and hopefully everybody will definitely get a chance to check that out, and make sure you guys go in and check it out. And Monty, I definitely want to, you know, I'm going to have to probably get you on the line once we, you know, get a couple more hits, you know, play a couple more musical hits. But I definitely want to work with you as far as, you know, with the D Hour show. We're always looking for, you know, doing some interviews and talking to a lot of up and coming actors and actresses. So I would definitely like to talk with you about that and see if we can get a lot more of these up-and-coming actresses and actors on our show.
Well, no problem. You know, like way back in the day when I had hair and I wasn't a bald-headed guy with gray hair, I got a chance to work with some of some folks that nobody knew at the time, the Samuel L. Jacksons of the world, the Jasmine guys of the world, the Kadeem Hardises of the world, the Larry Fishburns of the world, and a lot of those folks got their start at 40 Acres and a Mule when I was the executive director or co-producer on many of the Spike's early works. And we had a blast. Some of the films that I co-produced Malcolm X, I co-produced Do the Right Thing, Mo Better Blues, Jungle Fever, Crookland, Quakers. And I also was responsible for producing that Nike series with Spike and Michael Jordan back in the day, those black and white commercials. And I was also the production supervisor on She's Gotta Have It. So Spike and I go back about 35 years, and we did a lot of amazing work together. And we all started with a can of tuna sometimes, some ramen noodles.
There it is, ramen noodles, there it is. Chicken and beef.
Okay.
So, you know, I go way back to the MoBack, you know, when folks like Robert Townsend and Spike and ourselves, and we were back there, you know, we were hungry, we were scared because we were so hungry, not because we were on a vegetarian diet. But, you know, as I go forward, I always tell young people, especially here in Norfolk, because a lot of times people here in Norfolk feel that because they're in a small market, they can't emerge and grow and go on to do some big things. And I always encourage them that you can. It doesn't make a difference where you're from, it's where you're going. If a kid like myself from Omaha, Nebraska, could go all the way around the world at least 3 or 4 times and make it and fulfill a dream, then you certainly can. Folks certainly can do the same thing here. So, and one last thing, a lot of people don't know, but I was actually the person who discovered Lisa Ray. Lisa Rae, as far as Mel Jackson, and a lot of people don't know that. Now, she might not say that, but if you look at some early bios, you will see my name there because I was the one who discovered Lisa Rae before she became Lisa Rae.
Right. I heard that.
Well, Monty, first of all, I want to say it was an honor to have you on the show with us. And you're absolutely right. You've done some incredible work. You know, when you were working with 40 Acres and a Mule, and a lot of the projects you guys put out was absolutely incredible. And that's one of the, also another reason why I would love to definitely talk to you and work with you. I know I'm going to be launching my own film production company myself soon, so I would love to definitely talk to you about that. But it was an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show with us today. And I definitely want to get you to stay on the line so I can get your information from you. But one last thing from you before we go into this music break. All the up-and-coming actors and actors out there, I mean, all these young folks that want to be in film and television, that's really striving to do that, what advice would you give them?
The first advice is that while you're here in a small market, take as many classes as possible so that you can have a great skill set. Often people sit around and complain, or they just feel like, well, I'm woe is me. You can't have a woe is me attitude. You have to have a get-up-and-go attitude, which means
right.
Take dance classes, take acting classes, take voice classes, you know, do things that are different, do things that are outside the box. Don't get stuck in one genre. Sometimes you only want to perform with certain kind of roles and certain kind of movies. No, do something that's experimental. Do something that's out of the box, you know. This is a time, you know, before you actually get out to Hollywood or get to New York, you know, where you want to go ahead and really pursue your professional side. But now is the time where you can really, you know, learn the craft and you can make those mistakes. Because once you are in a Hollywood movie or once you're in New York getting ready to do your first film, or if it is film, even if it's theater, even if it's television, even if it's a reality television show, you would be surprised. Now, reality TV is the way into a lot of entertainment now, and I'm not saying that you have to be a good actor, but I'm just saying you have to have a presence, and that's what they're looking for, even with the reality show, are people who have presence. So, again, this is a time for you to learn your craft, and don't be ashamed. We all had to learn. We all had to have bumps and bruises. And you just get out there and make your experience, the learning experience, as broad and diverse as possible. Hey.
Hello?
Yeah. I didn't know if it was dead air. I said, no, you can't hear dead air.
It got too quiet. Yeah. It was too quiet.
Yeah. Our website is www.mabff.org for more information about the festival, and you can also get information about the Chris Passavage Cultural Center.
Facebook.
And as well as Facebook. We have a Facebook page. I have a Facebook page. We're just interested in you guys coming out to the film festival. We're going to have a great time. We've got a great lineup of movies and films. We do have a closing night little party, so it's all going down. Thursday, June the 7th, Friday, June the 8th, and Saturday, June the 9th. So definitely go online, www.mabff.org, and check us out, and I look forward to seeing you in the place.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. Definitely hang out on the line, Monty. I definitely want to talk to you real quick. That was Monty, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you guys, if you know everybody that's out in the Virginia area or close to the area, definitely go out and check out the film festival. It's going to be amazing with Monty working on it, and as well as our very own Miss Fabulous being
Woo-hoo!
Involved with it as well. Make sure you guys definitely get out there and check it out. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D-Slate, Admiral Miss Fabulous. We're getting it in. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this is always the part of the business where, and it only bothers me because I love to give a great show to our fans and our audience. But you know, as far as prof- professionalism, it doesn't bother me because I know people are very busy and they have a lot of things that they're doing and working on. But unfortunately, we won't get an opportunity to talk to Bobby Brown this morning. But you know, he's pretty you know, I know he's pretty busy and got a lot of stuff going on. But I definitely appreciate them, you know, thinking about us and considering us for rescheduling him and having him on the show at a later time. So we'll definitely let you guys know about that. But I do apologize to all our fans and listeners because, you know, we were definitely looking forward to talking with him as well. So we'll definitely keep you guys up to date on when we'll be getting an opportunity to talk to him. But in the meantime, make sure you guys check out the show tomorrow with Two Live Crew and our show on Thursday with Twista and Ashby De La Rosa from The Voice. It's D. Slade, Amber, Miss Fabulous in the building. We're going to go ahead and kick it off a couple of hits real quick. We're going to start it off with H-Town with their new joint, I Appreciate You. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. Let's get it.
Fabulous.
Oh, 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 yeah. But you still feel alone. And you're tired of being ignored. You try to tell them how you feel. You've been cussing and fussing and acting up, but he's still not listening to you. Your mind takes a leap, but your heart says no. Forget all I wanna say. You take care of home. You still love him even though he do you wrong.
Hoping that the happy days come back.
Too many years, so many tears. Cause you love him and he needs you. For the kids, for the family, trying to make a happy.
No one.
welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate. Got my girls in the building, Amber and Miss Fabulous. That was the new hit by my girl Selena Johnson, A Boss. And before that, you know, we just bumping all the hits for you guys. Got great hits for you guys, you know, throughout the show. And I definitely want to thank Monty for joining us on the show. Definitely talented, you know, a talented man, and you know, doing a lot of work with the film festival and a lot of personal work that he's working on. And make sure you guys, like I said before, in the Virginia area, make sure you guys go check it out and get an opportunity to get out there and check it out. Now, Ms. Fab, I want to ask you, is there a concert that's going to be coming out that way in Virginia with I gotta look it up. I think it's like an old school hip hop concert that's supposed to be coming out that way.
Yes. In this particular area, we have a lot of venues that open up to concerts and events in the summertime. So I know that there is an old school concert supposed to be coming this way with some notable old school performers. But what you're speaking of also is the Hampton Jazz Festival that generally takes place around this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be phenomenal. Jill Scott, Kim, Let Us Say, just to name a few mentions, but it's a three-day event. It occurs at Hampton, Virginia, which is not too far from Norfolk, which is the largest military base of the world. So that should be happening within the next couple of weeks. I think it's the third or the fourth week here in June. I have to check with some locals and see when that's going to take place.
Absolutely. Now, I got a little story for you guys. I want you guys to tell me what you think about it. You guys may have heard a little bit about it, but actress Gwyneth Paltrow has come under attack for using the N-word when referring to a photo of two of her African-American friends, Jay-Z and Beyonce, when partying on stage with the couple during a Jay-Z and Kanye West concert while Kanye watched the Thorns stop in Paris Friday. Paltrow tweeted a photo with the message, and I'll quote, I mean, of course they don't have it, the word, you know, all together, but she tweeted in the message, "Niggas in Paris for real."
What?
And so many took offense to Paltrow's using the derogatory term slammed her online. Amanda Seals called Paltrow's comment reckless. A post on a popular African-American blog site, Bonsa.com, said Gwyneth might be getting a little too comfortable around her black friends. On Sunday, Paltrow defended using the word, "Hold up, it's the title of the song," she said in response to a post from blogger B. Scott. Single Ladies producer, the dream came to Paltrow's defense. We give the word too much power. As an African-American person, I agree that Paltrow's use of the N-word was inappropriate, but I believe I understand why she thought making the reference was okay. During the U.S. run of Watch the Throne tour, Jay-Z and Kanye closed out the show with the infectious sing-along song. They performed 9 encores in Los Angeles the night I attended. If you've gone to a hip-hop show, you know that crowd participation is mandatory. So, Miss Fab, what do you think about that?
You know what? I was just sitting here rocking back and forth like Humble and Color Purple.
Oh, girl, you took. Oh, I envisioned that. I envisioned that.
You don't understand. I'm taking off my earrings. I got Vaseline in the car. I'm here in Norfolk. Let's get it going. What are you talking about? I mean, how do you feel so comfortable to the point that that word should never come out your mouth, ever, ever? White, black, Chinese, purple, like Barney, I don't care who you are. That should never come out because it's offensive, it's derogatory.
That is scary.
And we just have to stop it, okay, to stop it, you know. And, again, that's just a cover-up saying that she has some familiarity or she's comfortable. I'm not going to buy that, not even for $200, Alex. I'm not. Because it's not cool, not fabulous. That's all I
no,
have to say about
not.
That.
Amber, what do you think about that?
I love her husband. I'm sorry, a Coldplay. you know, her husband is. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just saying, her husband is one of my favorite band members of Coldplay, the rock group. That has no type of discourage over me feeling a certain type of way, but I'm a little hot right now. I'm putting my earrings back on. I'm sorry, Amber.
Oh, girl. Well, what I have to say is, you know, she's probably comfortable with saying that. She probably, Jay-Z and Beyonce probably allow her to do that within when they're in company of each other. But, you know, she should know better than that. She should really know better than that. I don't care how cool it is to say that when we say it, which we shouldn't, you know, but it's just the point. I'm not going to say something derogatory about my white friends, you know what I'm saying? It's just because it's all about respect, you know? Mm-hmm. And if we allow white people to feel comfortable with calling us out of our names that way, then we're going back to the slavery, you know, or back to the racial, things that went on back in the days that all of our ancestors fought for. You know,
that's
not acceptable in no shape, form, or fashion. I don't care. And she should know better. I'm sorry I can't stand when white Americans think it's okay to say things like that, and then when it's an uproar, oh, I'm sorry. Well, I have a lot of black friends, you know. It's not excusable.
But what do you guys say to the response when they say, well, why is it okay for you to say it and not us?
It's not okay.
My hand is up. Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm so sad I'm not in the studio with you all, and I'm in Norfolk, Virginia right now, visiting for the Mid-Atlantic Black Film Festival, but my hand is up. Just let me know when I can go. I can go.
Go ahead. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable, and I think
absolutely.
That we're just showing, we're giving them what they want to see. We're disrespecting ourselves, you know, and it's just, it goes back to black-on-black crime. It goes back to stepping on each other's toes when it comes to businesses or just helping our brethren out, you know. So it's just, it's what is that, the Willie Lynch thing?
Yep.
You know,
it's
just, we're still living it, unfortunately,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, my hand was up. I definitely want to say
go
something.
Ahead, go ahead,
you know,
Fab, go ahead.
Yes, that tomfoolery, buffoonery, foolishness. And see, you know what, we allow people to treat us. People don't treat you the way, how is it said? I mean, I'm so upset right now, I can't even get it together. People will treat you the way you allow them to treat you, okay? People will say things to you if you are in acceptance of that. So therefore, we have to pull our pants up, stop running that hand around here like we're some type of wildebeest, and have some type of presentation.
God.
Because we are upstanding citizens, we are innovators, we are pioneers, and we're more than just pants sagging. Backwards, and I'm not even going to say the word, but sagging is inadvertently backwards of what the lady just said about us. And if you look in the Webster Dictionary and you speak the Queen's English, you understand that nigger is a ignorant person. So I don't care if you're green like Martians, okay, you can be ignorant. But for you to come out your mouth and to express it and you laugh behind Twitter and your social network sites, that is very cowardly and it's not accepted. Whatsoever, in any shape, form, or fashion. Not accepted, not fabulous.
No, I think that, and that's why I posed that question, because I know a lot of times when something like that comes out and it's said, you know, and I know the response or the thinking is, well, you guys say it all the time, so why is it not okay for us to say it? Well, I'll say this. Well, the reason why it's not, a lot of African Americans feel like it's not okay for you to say it is because, you know, the only phrase I can come up with is, you know, 400 years. You know, the only phrase I can come up with is, you know, slavery. You know, I mean, people were beaten, they were killed. You know, a lot of blacks were beaten and killed. You know, it wasn't that blacks were humiliated. I mean, they were definitely humiliated, but it wasn't just humiliation. It wasn't just name-calling. They were beaten and killed. So, of course, a lot of African-Americans take that whole term and that whole situation seriously. Now, why a lot
lot of blacks say it themselves, you ask that question. Well, the thing about it is, it's all about reverse psychology, okay?
Yes,
if you're really thinking about it. It's about reverse psychology. They're taking it, they're trying to take a bad term and trying to use it in a particular way where it's not so hurtful to hear or use, or it's not so it's not so damaging to hear that word or hear somebody say it. So, you know, a lot of African Americans were using the word to try to help dampen some of the damage that is done back in the time of slavery. And that's what it's all about. You know, it's a whole reverse psychology thing to try to use that word themselves so it won't seem so degrading and so painful to hear. And that's what it's all about, but the thing about it is that Asians have derogatory terms, Hispanics have derogatory terms, but you rarely hear a lot of minorities calling other minorities, derogative terms like that. But, and that's the only reason why is, you know, they just take it so sensitive like that. And, people just have to understand that, you know, it's not a word to use at all. It's like Ms. Sanchez said, look the word up. It describes it as a person being ignorant. So I think that's the reason why a lot of intelligent, African Americans take offense to it, because they say, they look at it as, I'm not ignorant, so don't call me that. You know, I'm not ignorant. You know, that term is directly defined as being an ignorant person or ignorant African American person, and I'm not ignorant, so don't call me that.
No, that's right. But for a person from another race to say that and just think it's okay, and then to publicly say that, or
mm-hmm.
It's wrong. It's wrong.
Right.
And
right.
It's like the thing is we let a lot of that slide, and it's not acceptable, because I'm going to tell you, if we were to call them out their names, we would be in jail for life with no chance of parole.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a big issue. It would be a great big issue. And it's not right. We need to really stand up for ourselves, and we need to respect ourselves so that we can be respected, point blank, period. Because I'm tired of seeing guys walk around. I agree. I'm tired of seeing guys walk around with their pants hanging down. I mean, they need to start citating these people and giving them citations for showing their panties, their draws. You know, it's like I can't walk around showing what I got. I wouldn't want to, but it's just like who does that?
Right.
We're in a public restaurant, and a guy comes in with his pants balancing on his kneecaps. I don't get it.
That's not a fashion statement.
And if they do their research on that, and they know that the men in penitentiary, they say if you have your pants sagging down, that means you're going. So they need
to
really understand why they're doing the things that they're doing, and quit trying to be so, in the trend, because that's not a positive trend right there.
Well, the thing about it is, hip-hop artists, rap artists are the ones that started that trend. But what these young folks, these misguided young folks out there, these misguided teenagers and young folks that are doing it, what they don't understand is a lot of the hip hop artists that started it, they think it's foolish and they think it's stupid, and they don't think it's trendy anymore. So if the people that started it don't think it's trendy anymore, why keep doing it?
Well, I also want to say this as a notation that, people, listeners, learn your history. Learn the scribes, the attributes, the struggles, the challenges, the adversities, and how African-American people became resilient, okay? We have an African-American president in office, and it just seems to me, I'm very, very troubled that the year of election, all these things are coming out, and everything has to inadvertently go back to race. But what gives you the common law knowledge or right to be able to say it and fix your mouth, as the old people say, to say something as such? You know, it's offensive, and we have come too far. That took us back 206 years, rather. You know, it just took us back. But we have to be able to have something to stand on. The best thing that beats an argument is the truth, is true fact. So We got to do better than what we're doing, people.
And that's probably what happened in Gwyneth Paltrow's case. I mean, she probably figured, well, we got a black president, so it's probably cool for me to say it.
Yeah, it's not cool.
No, that's her ignorance on her part.
What probably happened was, you know, she probably had lunch with Jay-Z them earlier, and somebody probably gave her some cornbread, and she probably thought it was okay for her to say it.
Right. And like another thing that's on topic. Can we stop calling President Barack Obama Barack? Do you go around calling George Washington or calling Ronald Reagan? I mean, come on now.
A lot of people do that. I noticed that, and you're right. I have a huge problem with that as well. A lot of people go around, calling him, and I remember reading an article about that, and they just call him that without, you know, saying president or something like that. But, you know, some of the previous presidents, they weren't being called like that. But yeah, I agree. I noticed that a lot of people do that.
Well, it goes back down to. I mean, he needs to stand up to that as well. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You know, he needs to bring that to the nation's attention because respect is respect, you know? And, I mean, it's very sad. It's very sad. And, I mean, we worked so hard to get to this point, and this is things we give back to, you know, Martin Luther King and, you know, and all the people that fought for us to have human rights. And for us to be able to have it.
Yeah, we built a monument, but we still have monumental colloquialisms, you know. Like, build all the monuments that you want, but until we're able to get it together, none of that stuff is impervious. I mean, it's dubious.
I just think that President Obama is just being diplomatic. I mean, because we know a real brother would have been like, you call me president or the Secret Service is going to be in your ass.
But why does he have to do that?
That's what I'm saying.
Why? Why does he have to set that standard? It's procedure and protocol and respect. Why?
Because he's black. You know? I mean, he's the first black president. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's sad. You know, it's sad to say, but he's the first black president. And, you know, this is he's an example. And they're gonna make him an example until he stands up and demand his respect as the president, you know? I mean, it is what it is, you know, unfortunately. And, I mean, so we just got to step our game up, you know, and not everybody is going to do that. They don't see nothing wrong with their actions and stuff, but it's just, it's all about knowledge, like you said, you know, knowledge. Mm-hmm. Do your research about your history,
yes.
You know?
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Do your research.
Yes. You don't know where you're going until you know where you've been. Absolutely.
If you do your research well and you know what's going on, then, you know, next time we're on the show, let us know, you know, if you did your research, and we may send you a free package of chicken, ramen, noodle, or beef, whichever flavor you like.
Why can't it be spinach? Why have to be chicken? I'm just saying.
Right. Not all like them because we black don't mean we like chicken like that. No.
Right. I don't even like water. I don't even like chicken. I'm lying. I'm not chicken for what? I'm lying.
It's the D-Hour Show of Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slay, Amber, and Miss Fabulous in the building. We want to thank everybody for joining us this morning and having a great show with us. Again, like I said before, hopefully we'll be able to get a rescheduled interview with Bobby Brown on the show, and I'll definitely keep you guys up to date about that. Make sure you guys tune into the D-Hour Show tomorrow evening on the Nod Your Head Wednesday show with 2 Live Crew. They're going to be getting it in with 2 Live Crew, and make sure you join us on Thursday night when we talk to Chicago hip-hop star Twister and The Voice contestant Ashley De La Rosa is going to be in the building with us, so make sure you guys tune in and check us out. And also get it in with us this Saturday for Indie Up Saturday. We've got some great music, great artist interviews. And I want to thank Monty for being on the show with dropping that knowledge about the Black Film Festival and just, you know, what it takes to be in film and television and some of his experience. And I want to thank him so much for being on the show with us. And I definitely want to always say I thank
my lovely ladies, for being on the show with me as always. I love the people I love the people I work with.
Aww.
And yes, ladies, I love you guys. I love you guys. Absolutely.
We love you too. I want to give you a big old hug.
And I'm gonna send
y'all. Yes, y'all can come out of the studio with you guys. I mean, I
And I'm gonna send y'all some shrimp and maybe chili ramen noodle soup. It won't be no chicken or beef.
I want artichoke ramen noodles.
That's a good one right there. You might need to patent that. Copyright there or whatever.
We're gonna get on up out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you guys tune into the D-Hour show tomorrow and Thursday. We're gonna be getting it in. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us. It's D Slate, Amber, and Miss Fabulous. Please enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you guys later.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.